This is WKAR Online. The MSU Symphony Orchestra's next concert is Friday at the Wharton Center. They'll play Beethoven's First Symphony, music from Aaron Copland's Billy the Kid, and The Chairman Dances by John Adams. Adams has described the piece as an outtake from his opera Nixon in China. WKAR's Melissa Benmark spoke with MSU Director of Orchestras Kevin Noe about the music.
Well, I love the scenario is one in which Madame Mao, right, the chairman's wife, shows up to this event and in front of all these people then winds up beginning a foxtrot, and seized with perhaps the passion of seeing his wife do this, the chairman steps out of his own portrait on the wall and begins to foxtrot with her. This idea of like stepping out of a painting becomes, I just think that's an inspired genesis for a piece. And I think had anybody presented me with that scenario, I would have felt compelled to try to write something as well, you know. And I think he did a marvelous job. It's got this wonderful, what is the right word? It's not just propulsive, as so much of his music is. There's an elegance to this piece, and yet there is a just outside the box quality about this thing that I think sums up that scenario perfectly. It's my first time with it, and I absolutely love this piece.
I actually listened to it all the way through for the first time before talking to you and was really tickled with the ending.
Oh, the ending.
The gramophone.
The ending is just wonderful. The way the sort of, he does this by having sandpaper blocks, you know, the old melodious sandpaper in the orchestra.
Right.
He has the sandpaper blocks playing this little like kind of sound at the end, which is very much like an old gramophone. And it, I don't know where he got the idea to have the whole thing just dissolve like that. The typical dream sequence, you know, in art dissolves with just a diminuendo. Diminuendo means me getting softer, right? I find his solution so much more inventive that it dissolves sort of back inside something that may have been recorded long ago, and it has a historical note to it.
Well, and I also read that in their minds they were kind of back dancing together to the gramophone when they were younger.
Right. And you can hear that sound at the end. I think the ending is really inspired and tickling.
I find that minimalism or post-minimalism or whatever kind of wherever around John Adams you want to put minimalism is becoming easier for me to listen to as I get older and actually more delightful. And I'm wondering, is that, what do you think that is?
I think there's two reasons for it, and I think it's historically been proven to be the case. One of them, which is obvious but cannot be overstated, is that the great composers and artists, the great creators of all time, have always been ahead of us. They've always seen where we were headed before we know where we're headed. They see the beginning of the movement, they seize upon it, and they drive that movement. You know, we follow along best we can, and then we suddenly realize later on, oh, Debussy, that's not so weird and so bad. You know, Stravinsky, wow, that's really pleasurable music. They've always been ahead of us. And the other one, of course, is familiarity. It's not our first time hearing minimalism now. Now we've got quite a bit of history. People have become more versed in it. And I think it is starting to become more synonymous with the rhythm of our lives, you know. So the real question is the guys who are writing the next chapter, and we are, you know, perhaps judging it too harshly now, will they be proven to have been correct or incorrect? You know, I wouldn't say they've always gotten it right, but John Adams and those guys, they've got it right.